This podcast is not intended to be a scholarly or authoritative source. Never Have Y'all Ever is an entertainment podcast that explores Texas culture, history, and subcultures through personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to conduct their own research, consult reliable sources for historical or cultural information. Giddy up. Let's get into it.
Now, they say everything bigger in Texas. That's true, but what about the stories, the one we all knew?
Late.
That's what I'm doing.
Is that now? All right, are we ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go, folks. Giddy up.
Giddy up. Okay, today is a big kind of, I'm going to say blanket because they blanket the entire state of Texas, but we're going to talk about blue bonnets.
I see what you're doing there? And I like it.
And, you know, when I think about, like, symbols, right, that are, that represent Texas, you know, we talked about this back in the Yellow Rose episode, you know, and how that's not actually... One of my favorite episodes, too. Well, but, you know, while that is a symbol, it isn't actually our state flower. And so you think about cowboy hats, you think about armadillos, you think about... blue bonnets for sure.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend once that was visiting from Colorado. We're driving down country roads and I ran over something, you know, because like you do.
Sure.
And it was a armadillo.
I hope it wasn't an armadillo.
It was an armadillo, which in Texas we call Texas speed bumps.
Yes.
100%. But she goes, holy shit, did you just hit an aardvark?
It's a Texas aardvark.
She's like, whatever that thing is. I'm like, an armadillo?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so yes, I think blue bonnets as iconic for sure. And it's certainly blue bonnet season right now. They're in full show, really showing off. And I think it's time to talk about them.
Well, so... So it's just, it's so, I feel like I'm going to have my Texas card yanked. In talking about this.
You will, yes.
I really do. I feel like someone's going to be like, oh, no, she's out. So I cannot fucking stand blue bonnet season.
I have a fun story about that.
I have a hard stop on this. And I actually think we should lead with this story now. And then I can fill like audience members like in on it.
Okay. You want to lead before our first fact?
Yeah, let's do. Or where do you think we should?
We can go in first fact.
Let's do that.
Yeah. I think this will make you sound even more hated, actually.
I'm like the Texas Grinch over this like particular
You are
topic.
The Texas Grinch.
I know. Yes. It's like, it's wild to me because like I'm so Texas and all about it and love it. And this is the one particular like hard stop.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's do the fact and then, yeah, we can do the story.
All right. Sounds good. Lady Bird Johnson, she was President Johnson's wife, who was vice president when President Kennedy was assassinated. Okay.
To give some
context. Yes, in Dallas. Lady Bird Johnson made Texas bloom. Former First Lady Lady Bird Johnson was a huge advocate for wildflowers and beautifying America's highways. Thanks to her efforts, including the 1965 Highway Beautification Act, blue bonnets and other wildflowers are now planted along Texas roads every year. So when you're pulling over for that annual blue bonnet photo, you can thank Lady Bird.
So number one, I love this fact. In 1965, I wish we had those problems.
Well,
today.
Well, this civil rights movement, there was some shit going on. But the flowers though. Fair.
But we got highways to drive down. You drive down all of these, like, it's not just highways. It's interstates, like, massive interstates.
Right.
And people go out of their way in Texas to pull over on the shoulder, which we have shoulders here, guys, if you are not from here, that are the size of actual highway lanes or interstate lanes.
Some of them. If it's under construction, you might have no shoulder. You might have 3 feet of shoulder.
But
you don't know.
It doesn't, in this particular sense, it doesn't matter.
Right.
There's a whole lane that you can pull over in, and families will stop their cars, Mm-hmm. They will grab their children. Mm-hmm. They will grab their dogs. Mm-hmm. They will set up shop to take photos sitting in fields of bluebonnets.
Yes. And by the way, listeners, send us your bluebonnet photos.
I really want
Because I know I've you have ever, them.
Well, if you're from Texas, you do.
You got
and
it.
And I really do want to see it. And I get that. It's like a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. It's a stamp in your Texas passport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, I'm going to pitch this over to you because I don't feel as lovingly.
Let me set the stage.
Yes. I don't feel as lovingly about this.
It's one of my favorite, you know, Lockhart and I have an amazing history and we've been friends a very long time. But we have a mutual friend, very close friend. And we were down in Houston celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, we were.
One weekend in the spring.
Yep.
During bluebonnet season. And we decided best for us to Vaughn Lane, which for those that know, what Texan or not, if you guys are in Texas and you're traveling between major metropolitan areas, and I mean Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, there is a luxury bus called the Vaughn Lane, yeah. And it is worth every penny.
It's worth not checking your shit in TSA.
You don't have to go to the airport.
Love DFW. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. It's like a luxury bus. I mean, full bar, blankets, Wi-Fi.
Flight attendants. Bus attendants. It's the whole thing.
And you just ride. And it's really always fun. On time. It's just great.
You never lose Wi-Fi. I never lost a business connection. I was always in tune to the office. It's incredible.
I've done so much work right now.
And also, they do not sponsor us. So this is just out of our loving heart that we absolutely love this bus line.
Yes, we do. And for this particular vacation, we decided, well, let's just Vaughn Lane together down to Houston. And so we did. And we, you know, burned it down in Houston for our girlfriend's birthday and just had an amazing time. And for whatever reason, Lockhart and I decided, we'll leave on the first Vaughn Lane out on Sunday. We'll be fine.
Stellar idea.
So I don't know what we were thinking.
We weren't.
No. So we were going off a couple hours of sleep and we were hurting pretty bad.
We were wounded.
Oh, we were wounded.
Yeah. Like if I could have pushed an IV back, I would have on the way to Vaughn Lane.
I can't even tell you how we got to the bus.
I don't
that
even
day.
Know either. It was like an Aladdin.
Because we had to go to downtown Houston.
Genie ride. Yes.
It was a Latin genie ride.
It really was.
And we got to the bus that day and crawled onto the bus, got our blankets, got our hair of the dog, got ourselves some white wine. And it was versus the way down to Houston on the way back.
Different story.
Because on the way down, we were just clucking and talking and excited and doing the things.
Yeah.
And on the way back, it was silence. It was just...
We were wounded. We were in a clinical state on our way home.
We were. On I-45. As you said, interstate.
And I-45 sucks, guys.
I-45. I'm pretty sure it goes all the way to, like, fucking Minnesota.
Anything going north and south in Texas, 35, 45... fucking sucks.
So we're sitting on the bus, complete silence, not even really even looking at each other, right next to each other. And the medians of the highway, the Texas highway, are absolutely blue. I mean, full of blue bonnets. Just, it's in high season and they're gorgeous. You couldn't help but appreciate at least how beautiful the view. And we're going through the East Piney Woods in Texas. We're going through the bluebonnets. We're going through some really beautiful landscape. And out of nowhere, Lockhart in my ear says, "Fucking hate bluebonnets." And I was like, and I was like, no, your inside thoughts just came out your mouth. You need to be careful about what you say. You can't say that. And this is where we throw you under the bus, right?
On the bus that we're driving.
This is where we throw you under the Vaughn Lane. Your inside thoughts came out. And I was mortified, you know, because even as hungover as I was and as wounded as I was, I appreciated how beautiful the landscape was. But after talking through it with you later, you know, and talking about how these families kind of pull over, not kind of, it's insane. Like how often traffic stops, and I'm talking semis going 90 and there's a shoulder of.
I'm glad that made you stop and think about how stupid
and
it is.
And to your point, we've talked about it at the same time. You said, you know, rattlesnakes hide in those. It's a big,
high season for, so let me back up.
Save your Texan card real quick.
So technically, yes. Oh my gosh. I will never forget you being like, oh, I just love these. It's so beautiful this time of year. Yes. I'm like, fuck bluebonnet season.
Yeah. Yes.
It is. It is a wreck.
Shut your mouth.
It doesn't matter. You were like, this blasphemy. But I was like, it doesn't matter if you're going, coming, like it, like interstate, highway, whatever it is. It is so dumb to me that everyone pulls over, and it is. Here's another thing. Maybe this is me being a Texan. I don't know, but it is high peak rattlesnake breeding season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so these things are in there, and you were sitting your kids, your dogs, your
toddlers,
babies, whatever it is, like on these blankets to like do this stupid photo, and it's in the middle of rattlesnake season. And I have actually done the research, and ER visits go up astronomically during bluebonnet season because people are getting bitten by rattlesnakes.
Sure.
Okay, so
that actually conjures up a memory for me.
Oh, God. Did you get bit by a rattlesnake?
No, I'm going to segue real quick. It has nothing to do with bluebonnets, but it does have to do with pulling over on the interstate. So my grandparents raised me, and my grandfather was one of those type of dads that he wasn't stopping, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
On a road trip.
Pee in a water bottle, but you're not stopping.
And I'm not kidding you. Or I'm not shitting you. He had I don't even know where he had it from, but it was like one of those like training potties, I guess, that you use almost like with toddlers, right?
Yes.
And fucker kept it in the truck.
Yeah.
In the trunk of the 88 Oldsmobile.
I'm kind of liking where he's going.
Okay.
This.
And if we were on I-10, I-45, going to Dallas, going
pee.
To San Antonio.
Stop. I'm gonna pee.
He wasn't exiting. He was pulling over on the side of the highway, opening the giant door to the Oldsmobile 88. And then he would throw that little kitty pot in the damn grass and be like, go pee. Nobody cares. Nobody can see you. And to this day, my kids, they're like, Ma. I'm like, do you know what I had to do?
On the side of my
eye. I used to pee on the side of 45.
Bluebonnet season. And rattlesnakes were breeding.
And he wasn't worried about sex. He was just worried about time.
Yeah, of course.
And mileage.
Well, you know, to your point, what really angers me the most about bluebonnet season is that normally people are the same way.
Yeah.
I want to get from point A to point B as quickly as humanly possible. But let's fucking stop.
Right.
And pull over on Highway 281, which Lady Bird Johnson really
has. That was her run.
That was her run down to Johnson City.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just put it all there.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, you're getting away from the mic.
Sorry.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Milan.
Thank you, Milan.
So I think, though, too, is that it basically was like in Midland, if you didn't have a family photo as soon as you came through someone's door.
At the bluebonnets.
That had the bluebonnets. It was like.
I expect that was especially special in Midland where it's just dirt and like tumbleweeds.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe. Yeah. It was. But, you know, like I said, I kind of have like a split personality when it comes to high school because I did have my West Texas. And then I also have, you know, my time that was spent in Marble Falls on, you know, my parents' lake house.
And Marble Falls off 281.
Which
Lady
is
Bird
exactly
Johnson's.
Where I have my hatred of bluebonnet season.
Right, there it is. Well, your experience.
It is. Yeah. And I can honestly tell you, I mean, I...
Either way, as your friend, dear friend, sister person, on the bus that day, I was mortified.
I know, I shocked you.
I was mortified.
I know that I shocked you. And I think that it does. In fact, I was telling a couple of people about, you know, this topic that we were going to cover.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, I love blue bonnets. I'm like, sure. I fucking hate them.
Oh, and my grandma and my grandparents were from Baton Rouge and my grandfather from Northern Louisiana. But either way, Louisiana anyway. But they... through and through. I mean, Grandma had blue bonnet shirts, blue bonnet towels, blue bonnet coasters. Everybody has blue bonnet.
You've got blue bonnets at your house.
I've got blue bonnets at my house. Yeah, I do.
Which it's really, really interesting to me. It's not the flower itself.
Yeah, you don't hate the flower.
Because I'm a fresh flower fiend, and I think it is a very eccentric, very unique. And I love that Texas has a very unique flower that anybody around the world can sit there and look at it and be like, you know what? That's a Texas flower. Mm-hmm. I love that component to it.
Sure.
It is the human element that I can't control and I don't like.
Sure.
So it just I am. I'm like,
you're not wrong.
I'm the Grinch of Texas.
It's out of control. Texas official state flower after some drama, to your point.
Yep.
Blue bonnets became the official state flower of Texas in 1901, but not without a fight. Other contenders included cotton bowls and prickly pear cactus flowers. Texans chose the blue bonnet, proving they had at least some sense of romance.
Or some sense of mind about them, because I mean, prickly pears barely bloom.
Cotton?
That's pretty? Are we kidding? The only thing that ever made cotton pretty was Joanna Gaines in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
I
just think it has a deep history in Texas, probably, but maybe not one that we want to be remembered for.
Definitely.
I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of cotton fields here. I think even when it became a trend of like decorating your Christmas tree in like cotton bowls, I was a little bit like, okay, that's not okay.
Have you ever been around one? Have you, true question.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever walked into a cotton field and actually plucked?
I haven't. Well, I feel like we did a field trip. The cotton gin was like such a big... Do you remember field trips about the cotton gin, or like remember learning about the cotton? I feel like that was like a big topic in middle school.
It was.
I don't know why we were so obsessed with talking about the cotton gin.
I don't. I never went to one. But Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Part of our past.
It's not pleasant. They're sharp. They're barbery.
Sure.
I love the flower. I mean, I love it. I really do.
Well, and the prickly pear, I love the flavor of prickly. I love prickly pear soda. I love prickly pear margaritas. I love prickly pear all the things.
Yeah.
And even I have prickly pear also. And when they flower, I get really excited.
Yeah, of course.
But I get it. I mean, I think the blue bonnet was the right choice. It's not illegal to pick them. One of the biggest Texas myths is that picking blue bonnets is illegal. It's not. There's no state law against it, but you might get some serious side eye from Texans who believe in protecting the flowers for everyone to enjoy. However, picking them from a private property or state parks is a big no-no. So first of all, don't go on anybody's private property in Texas. That's just like general, if you're not from here.
There's a purple
fence post. And that means.
Stay away.
That means
we have guns.
That means we have guns and we're not afraid to use them.
But like also it's one of those things that I remember growing up that my parents were like, you know, oh, you can't turn the overhead light on in the car. It's illegal.
Yeah, we're that generation. Yes.
I still do that to my kids. Blue bonnets for me carry the same weight.
Right.
You know, whereas, oh, no, you can't take that.
Sure.
You can't pluck that.
Sure.
And so I really genuinely grew up like, oh, man, we can't mess with those.
Even my daughters, they have the same respect for the flower. And then ones on our property, they're like, well, we can pick these because they're ours. And
yeah,
I'm like,
you
that's
have a ton.
Right. Yeah, I do.
And here's the whole thing about that. They're beautiful. I love them pulling up to your house. It's very Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I love the flower beds because it's full of them. So it's not like a lack of appreciation. It's just how stupid people get over them.
Sure.
You know.
And cause danger for themselves and everyone.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's also like one of those things like, you're not a true Texas family unless you have your photo in front of this.
I'm right.
Like, denied.
And my daughters, I have made them do that picture. It wasn't on an interstate. It was on an off a country road.
God.
But even still, the look, I don't even have the picture like printed because the look on their faces was like,
why are we doing this? Why are we doing this, Mom?
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Why? Yes. Do you want to do We can do another fact, or we can do a quick break for our sponsors.
Let's do a sponsor break.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. All right, see you in 30 seconds.
At Trevo Creative, that's Trevo, for a full-service marketing agency that makes your business look good and get noticed. We believe every brand has a unique story to tell. We make sure you look good, sound good, and have the perfect script. Visit TrevoCreative.com to learn more about how we can turn bold ideas into unforgettable brands. What is your story?
Giddy up. So this was really interesting to me. Cows know better than to eat them. Blue bonnets contain alkaloids that make them mildly toxic, so cattle and deer won't eat them. This helps them spread across fields and roadsides without becoming a snack. However, the seeds were once used in folk medicine, probably by people braver than they were wise. Oh my gosh, so much to unpack here. First of all, living in Texas, figuring out my landscaping has been hard. And I was spent a great deal of time in Austin too, where there's tons of deer and wildlife. And then where I am, Southwest Fort Worth now,
yeah,
tons of coyotes, deer, cows, rattlesnakes, jackrabbits, whatever, you name it. But finding stuff that the wildlife won't eat.
Yeah.
Well, is actually kind of hard.
I actually don't think so. I don't like cilantro. Technically I feel like the blue bonnets might be like the cilantro of Texas.
Oh no. I feel
like the word is out that everyone's like, we're not eating it.
You think the cows are having meetings about it?
Yeah, I really genuinely do.
Yeah.
I think they're like, look, come, we're not eating that. And then it's fine. And it sticks around. And the only thing about that, though, I will say that I've always found ironic, that I've actually never said out loud, is, you know, cotton or cactus flowers are something that withstand so much weather. Mm-hmm. And these things don't. They're delicate. They come, they go. And they're gone like in their prime. You just know, like, we got 3 weeks or 4 weeks with them. It's sure. Not a tough thing, which Texas is known for. So that part of it,
the fact that they grow here makes them tough, though.
Yeah, and
but they don't stay long. You're right.
Also, nowhere else.
Right.
You know,
I'm just saying, if cows did want to eat them or deer wanted to eat them, we wouldn't have any.
True. I agree. Oh my God. Can you imagine if you were a deer or a cow and those things were tasty, it would look like a cotton candy bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you would just smother those things. They'd be gone in a heartbeat.
I mean, and I guess they have a poisonous value. It says that.
The medicinal issue.
The medicinal, yes. It kind of reminds me of like the apple cider vinegar movement. This is actually, you have COVID, just take some elderberry. It'll be fine.
Or eat a blue bonnet.
Or eat a blue bonnet.
You're fine.
It's fine. But it's interesting because back to the cows having conversations about the blue bonnets. I don't. I always tell my kids.
The cow town hall.
Yeah, they're being picky eaters, though. That means they're not hungry. Because I tell my kids all the time, you know, my line is in my house. There's starving children in Dallas. You need to eat.
Why is it in Dallas? Yeah. Leave Dallas out of it.
Because I'm a Houstonian.
You know, it's really funny because, like, too, it's like cows have, like, what? Like, six chambers in their stomachs. Right. And, like, there's not a seventh because they are highly, like, no to blue bonnets.
Yeah,
the same way that I am with my stomach and cilantro.
And same. I'm also, I feel the same about cilantro.
I love cilantro.
All
right, there you go.
Like some street tacos? Come on, ladies.
No, I cannot get with the cilantro, the green.
Just go have your Whataburger.
Milan is in and out and in or out.
In and out.
In and out.
We're out.
he's dying over there.
TxDOT, Texas Department of Transportation.
Yes.
Is keeping the tradition alive. The Texas Department of Transportation plants about 30,000 pounds of wildflower seeds every year along the highways, ensuring that the iconic springtime bloom keeps returning. It's one of the few times traffic in Texas slows down for something beautiful instead of frustrating. I would think you highly disagree. First of all, Texas Department of Transportation is actually causing the problem.
Oh, okay. I'll be at their door tomorrow. I need to have a conversation with you.
Of the traffic stops. Yes. And they're the Department of Transportation. I wonder, we talked about this before. Like, we don't have snow. Like, we have to borrow Oklahoma's snowplows.
When we have them.
But we have, like, wildflower traffic. Like, where, like, what?
You know, it's funny.
The priorities.
I'm not going to get political on this. But you know what? I have to say that the question has to be raised that when you're making all kinds of cuts,
mm-hmm.
where does the flower cut for the highways of Texas really come in, and where is that prioritized?
I will say,
wouldn't that be interesting?
It may be something we take for granted, because I will say, when I do cross state lines driving,
yes,
the highways change.
A very sweet point. Yes,
drastically, they just do. And yes. Texas highways are really beautiful, and I do think we take them for granted. And we say drive friendly, we don't.
Well, you don't, because you're from Houston.
I do appreciate that they take care of our highways and make it a pretty place to be.
I totally agree. I've lived in Louisiana and I've driven in a lot of states, and as a fresh flower lover, I mean, like, I don't want the chocolates. I don't care about the stuff. I want the fresh flowers delivered. I love the element of surprise. I love the fact that they're so beautiful and so mm-hmm. unique, stuff like that. So I completely get it. I love it. And I think that you just actually raised like a really good point for me. Like, that is something that maybe I have taken for granted, because
it makes us stand apart.
It does make us stand apart. And as much as I cannot stand bluebonnets, it doesn't mean that like I don't love when I'm driving to look out over those fields. Because it's not just bluebonnets here. It's also like the little light pale buttercups. Mm-hmm. It's the Indian paint brushes. Mm-hmm. It's all of this stuff that is so and wonderful. And then also, you know, the Texas landscape is very unique in the sense that like we have so much of it here. And so when you are driving, there's a lot of time to like pass and look at these things.
Oh,
and
they're pretty big. Did we just figure out how many like miles, square miles Texas is? We got to fact check that.
We should know that. Let's throw that on a bumper sticker too.
Yeah. Miles and miles of Texas.
We got all kinds of stuff coming.
But no, our public transportation is terrible. But
it's practically non-existent, which goes back to our Von Lane story, because that's also privately held, because we just don't have it here.
We just don't have it. And so, but at least we make the road pretty on the way to get there.
Isn't that interesting though? Yeah. And you know what? I've got to say something about Lady Bird. If I had the magic wand or power to do it, I would love for my legacy to be flowers too.
Yeah, I would.
And as much as I think they're annoying mm-hmm. and they need to be more careful, mm-hmm. if that was my legacy and families are making traditions out of it,
mm-hmm.
what a wonderful legacy to leave behind and have your name associated with it.
And it's still here, and it'll be here for a long time.
We hope.
Yeah.
We hope.
And I think, you know, I was just having this conversation with someone the other day. You know, I know Texans in our pride as part of our culture is absolutely relentless. And I know that. And I'm unapologetic about it. But I also know that when you're proud of something, you take care of it.
Very much so.
And I think that because that is so deep in our culture here, that this this state and our freaking bluebonnets,
you know,
will
like,
be here for a long time.
And it'll
be a beautiful place to live.
But kudos to you too, that I feel now that you shine a light on something that, like, thanks to those that are probably very few that impact many, that keep that alive.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be somebody somewhere that's like, guys, we're doing this,
right?
And it stays,
right?
And that has to be a really, really small team of people that go unthanked for probably generations now.
Can you imagine how proud the dude is at like TxDOT that's like in charge of ordering the wildflower seed inventory?
And then just goes and sits down and has coffee at the local diner and never says a word about anything.
Uh-huh.
So cheers to them.
Cheers.
Yeah.
All right, Milan, you want to hit us with some fact or fiction?
Yeah, I've got one for you.
Okay.
All right. All blue bonnets are naturally blue. Actually, you know what? I don't have it in the video.
Oh.
Hold on.
Is it horizontal?
It's horizontal.
Well, then we're a crib bash. We're winning.
You guys crib about me on that video here. Okay, we're going to go.
He's not used to videoing himself.
No, I'm not.
Never Milan. We don't name you Milan. Not that.
Okay, zip it, Lindsay.
All right. Okay. Fact or fiction? All blue bonnets are naturally blue.
False. I feel like I've seen purple. And I think I've actually seen like a red-ish. But naturally is interesting because I think that you can morph a seed or something. But sure. So if you're going to get me on something.
Like roses, like you put it into like a dye?
No, it goes down to horticulture and like developing the seed and whatnot. But I'm going to say false because I feel like I've seen two different colors of a blue bonnets.
I'm going to say the question is they're all blue, or the fact is they're all blue. I'm going to say false. I do think they vary in color.
Okay. Fiction. While most are blue, you can sometimes find rare white, pink, or even maroon variations.
Aggies,
like the Aggie maroon
Aggies
ones
are,
cultivated by Texas A&M.
That's it. That's it. I'm done.
What A&M stands for? What? Agriculture and Mechanics?
Yes, they've got the ag stuff.
So of course
they have like a maroon water burger.
Does not
of
say
course they're gonna have a maroon blue bonnet.
Maroon blue.
So
bonnet.
Over it.
Does it say anything about purple? So you must have been high
on blue bonnets.
On blue bonnets.
My medicinal blue bonnet.
On your medicinal blue bonnet.
Okay.
All right. Well, good fair. Call. So
that's all I got.
Hey, listeners, send us your blue bonnet pics. We'd love to see them.
Please, I would love them.
I'm sure that Lockhart and I can conjure up some of our own. And we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
I'll never have y'all ever.
Thanks, guys, so much for listening. It's been really fun.
Oh, quick shout out.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We love Brad.
The music. And
he's our guitarist for our trailer. And he just did it out of the kindness of his heart at this point. But he knew what we were doing and he believed in us. And it has become some of our listeners' favorite part of our show, honestly.
And then also our saddle leather.
Oh, a voice? Mickey Parson. Yeah.
Mickey is the best.
Mickey is the best. And he's from Granbury, America.
And we are going to have him on just so I can hear more of his voice.
Oh, yeah. He's the best. He's awesome.
The best.
He's Milan and I's Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's
in
incredible.
Town. Yeah.
I can't wait to meet him. I still haven't met him.
Yeah,
just,
he's awesome.
Woo. I love it. But yeah, no, thanks everybody for listening and thanks for bearing with us as like we continue to learn and grow all of this. And we appreciate this this little family, you know, thing that we have going. So thanks.
That we've cultivated just like a blue bonnet. Just like the Aggies did to
Maroon.
That blue bonnet. All right. Well, cheers. Giddy up, y'all.
Cheers, guys. See you next until next time.
Gather around, y'all. We're ready to share a Texas size story that's beyond compare.